This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Human beings made up of these two parts, and since in the early years of the child's life, the material part is the predominant one, that has a certain advantage. But it's part of Hashem's deep intention that He organized the world in such a way that even while a man is inevitably sunken in chomer, sunken in matter, as we've discussed, he can, from the midst of that matter, and through physical activity, it's possible lahasig es hashlemus, to achieve perfection, vahisalus, an elevation, el zuch ve'el hamaylo, to purity and into high levels. It's last night's Motzei Shabbos, isn't it? Va'adarabba, on the contrary, hashpalosoi tiyagbosoi, it's through his very immersion in this that he elevates himself. That is the method that we use. The Ribbono Shel Olam has designed us thus, that it is through our immersion in material things that we're able to elevate ourselves to spiritual levels. Umishom yikne yekaruch v'chovet shen kemoyim. And from there, from those depths of being involved in matter, and elevating ourselves out of that, we can achieve levels of heights and greatness and honor that there is nothing like it. Through the conversion of darkness to light, that's our avodah, not the avoidance of darkness, but the conversion of darkness to light. And deathly darkness to a shining beacon. That is because Hashem is bar. Som gvulos usadorim laodom has applied certain boundaries and systems for man, the tashmish shiyishtamish bo mehailom, in the use that he makes of the world, uvu Yosef and his creatures, uvu kavono shiyiskaven bohem, and the kavona that we have to have when we do that. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has laid down certain rules and methods, both for the way we handle things and the intention with which we handle them. Asher bihishtamesh mehem ha'odom ba'isom ha'gvulus v'isom ha'sadorim, whereby if a man uses the world with those methods and with that attitude, v'isom ha'kavono shetzivu ha'boiri yizborashmo, the way Hashem is instructed, yiye oisoy ha'poel ha'gufoni v'achomri, that physical and material activity will itself become atzmoy, will become poel shleimus, the method to perfection. And that's where Torah differs from any other religion. That the method to perfection is through material actions. The method to perfection is not through separation or through transcendental meditation or anything like that at all. The method to perfection is through physical actions, through material actions. Uvois is atzein ba'odom metziyu shleimus u'ma'alo rabo. And by this method there will become powerful in a man the existence of perfection and great elevation. He can uplift himself from his lowly position and elevate himself from it. That the Ribbono Shel Olam also took account of all the inadequacies which are sunken into man's nature. And on the other hand, all the aspects of precious heights that a human being needs in order to come close to Hashem, the ne'ene betuva, and to appreciate Hashem, uchenegit kol ze sidra lo sidorim vehigvila lo gvulos. And taking all that into account, the distractions of man, the nature of man, and all the heights that man needs to achieve, the Ribbono Shel Olam laid down certain rules and bound certain boundaries, asher b'shomroi oisom, which by preserving them and observing them, The human being can achieve everything he needs of the highest levels, which is a charma that we've mentioned. And he can remove from himself anything which is a distraction from the achievement of those great heights. To the extent that if it weren't that one had to die, if Hashem had not built in death into the Bria, were it not for death, the inevitability of death, then through these physical actions the neshama would become so strong, and the darkness of the body would become so weak, to the point where our bodies would be purified to absolute purity, and both body and soul could have elevated themselves together to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to cleaving to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what happened to Eliyahu HaNavi, where his body was spiritualized to that extent. How did his body get spiritualized? How did he elevate his body to the level of spirituality? Through the physical actions which he performed. But since there is a gzera that we have to die, that the root is not that root, it's not the root of Eliyahu HaNavi, but the root is that the body has to separate. Therefore, this cannot be achieved in one go. Nevertheless, the soul does become stronger, and the body becomes potentially purer. So there's no physical change the body undergoes except in potential. The body acquires the ability to purify itself. Even though in actuality the body is not spiritualized, because Hashem decreed it thus that we have to experience death, so our body is not going to become spiritualized. But the body develops within it the power to become spiritualized at a later stage. And a human being through his physical actions is able to achieve potential perfection, which will be given expression to later on at the correct time. After Tchiyas HaMeisim, when the body comes back again, it comes back with the potential that was built into it during our first cycle around here. So we're busy building in that potential, which will be used later on in the process of spiritualization of the body after Tchiyas HaMeisim, because that's how we will function then. And the extent to which our bodies will be able to be spiritualized after Tchiyas HaMeisim depends on how far we've got potentially before Tchiyas HaMeisim during this period here. That's the essence of the Avodah Hashem. Are there any questions on that? Achasadorim va'agvulo yisoele. What are these rules and methods? That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is the system through which we can continue a physical life in a way where not only are we not brought down by that physical life, but our physical being is actually elevated through it. Osin v'halavin, the mitzvahs ase, the mitzvahs loisa ase, asher kol achas mehen, every single one of those mitzvahs, mechuvenes el tachlis heikonus ba'odom v'heetzim boi. Each one of them is designed to achieve within man and to make powerful within him achas mimadregos hamailo amisi shezacharnu, one of the levels of true elevation which we have mentioned, v'asoras echod minyone hachoshech v'achisroinus, and the removal of one of the detractions and the darknesses which applies to man, al yedei poyel hamitzvus ase hahi oy hamimiyah min halit ase, by the action of performing that mitzvus ase, or the withholding oneself from performing the mitzvahs lo yisaseh. That is the method that one uses to involve oneself in the world in a way which elevates it and oneself. V'ulam prata mitzvahs kulam. However, the details of all the mitzvahs, v'chol prata kol mitzvah mitzvah, and all the details of each mitzvah, hinehem meyusodim ala misas mitziyosu v'inyonu shel ha'odam v'chol b'chinoso. Each one of those details is a synthesis of the truth of Hashem's essence and man's condition. That every mitzvah takes into account the spirituality of Hashem's essence and the practicality of man's condition. V'amisa sinyone ha'shleimus ha'mitzdarchim. and the true essence of the concepts of perfection that need to be achieved. Kol dova bitzanoi v'gvulov, each condition, each aspect with its conditions and its boundaries. Ma shetzorich la'ashlamoso, what is needed for that perfection to be reached. But the great wisdom that knows all this in perfection, the Yadas Kol Inyone Habruim Kulam Veshimushehem, and knows all of the essences of all creation, of all of the creation and its usages, Kamosha Barosom Be'emes, as he created them, Ishkifo Al Hakol, Hashem took into account all of it, Uchalolo Kol Amitzdarech B'mitzvah Shetzivonu B'Seirosoi, and included all that was necessary in the mitzvahs which he commanded us in his Torah, Chomoshe Kosov. Hashem commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Hashem, so that it should be good for us at all times, to keep us alive as this day. So there we have the statements, as the Derech Hashem, of the purposes of mitzvahs, is latoiv lonu kol hayomim. They're not abstract things that just have to be done. They are there latoiv lonu. They are there for our own good, to improve us, to elevate us, and to refine us. And the essence of all of avodas Hashem is the following: that the Ribbono Shel Olam should at all times be facing Hashem, applying himself to Hashem. That means that he knows and understands that he has been created for no reason other than to cleave to Hashem. And he has been put into this world only to master himself, and to use the power of his intellect to enslave himself to Hashem. The opposite of the normal attractions of his material involvement. And he should direct all of his actions to the achievement of this end. And he should not deviate from it. Here we have a statement of the purpose of man. That's all we have to worry about. There's nothing else that we have to achieve other than that. And everything we do has to be directed towards that achievement. Now, the shibud is with the seichel. You're meshabed yourself with your seichel to do. Once you're doing, the mitzvah is already an expression of that shibud. Mitzvahs apply once you're committed to Hashem, then you do the mitzvahs. But you've got to be committed to Hashem first. And that has to be done through power and intellect, through understanding, through knowledge, through direction. But this activity can be divided into two separate parts. Part one are those activities that we do because we were instructed to do so. And the other are the areas we have to do, not because we were instructed to do it, because we have no alternative, we have to do it. Perush, that means. The one section of our activities are mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch. And the other is man's usage of the world for his own needs. So we should be at all times be doing one or the other. We're either performing a mitzvah, or we're eating, or sleeping, or using the world in a way that we need to use it. The action of the mitzvahs, the first section, the purpose of man's doing that is clear. Shehu lekayim mitzvahs boyle v'lasas chetz. That's to do Hashem's will. V'hineihu mekayim chetz yisbarach shmoi b'zeh b'shnei drochim imshochim zeh mzeh. In doing a mitzvah, one is fulfilling Hashem's will in two ways, one leading into the other. V'hainu that is, ki hu mekayim chetz b'mashi tzivo sheyaseh ha'maiseh ahu v'hu oseyu. The first is that Hashem commanded him to do that action and he's doing it. That creates a connectedness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The person says, please do such and such, and you do it, then a relationship exists. Vashenis, ki hinei b'maisa ahu, but in addition, by doing that, He is also improving himself and developing himself in the directions of one of those aspects of perfection which results from that particular mitzvah. And in that too Hashem's will is fulfilled. Where the Rebbeinu Shalom wants a person to achieve perfection. So there are two aspects to every mitzvah. Number one, I'm doing Hashem's will. And if there's nothing else, if there's no other meaning to the mitzvah, that in itself is already meaning. Hashem says, stand on your head and I stand on my head. Fine, that's also a meaning. I'm not going to gain anything from standing on my head except that I'm fulfilling Hashem's will and thereby establishing a relationship with Him. But it's more than that. Hashem is not telling me to stand on my head. He's telling me to do specific exercises which bring about my own perfection. And that also is Hashem's will. So I'm performing Hashem's will both in the performance of the action and in the effect of that action upon myself. What about when people are using the world ordinary things, not mitzvahs? Number one, it has to be bound by Hashem's will. Even when we were using the world in the normal way. And it's not because of mitzvah, it's just because we have to. We're going to go home and have breakfast. Not because it's a mitzvah, thou shalt have breakfast. We have to do it. That's the way the world is. That's our way Hashem created us. But still, it has to be with Hashem's rules. Number one, that there should be nothing osu in that which we're doing. The breakfast has to be made from kosher food, and there must be no mixing with bosa v'cholov, and we can't eat anything for which we haven't made a brocha on. It has to be bound by the laws of Shulchan Aruch also. V'shelo yiyeh elo haroi librius haguf v'kiyum chayusoi. This is a wonderful phrase. And that we should only use those things which we need for the way of the most desirable way. Why? What do those two things mean? Brius haguf v'kiyum chayusoi. What's the difference between them? Brius haguf, that's enough. You should only do that which is healthy for the body. What does kiyum chayusoi mean? Now, that's his governed already in the previous one. Condition number one is there must be nothing also. Condition number two is it must be healthy for the health of the body and the preservation of life. Right, so that's, remember our whole thing on the Borei Nefoshes Rabbis. Kiyum Chayus is not physical life. That's Brius Haguf. To keep your body going is Brius Haguf. Kiyum Chayus is aliveness, not life. Brius Haguf is life. But we also need this world in order to be alive, not just full of life. That's why we're allowed to have so many different tasting things. That's why the Torah would not be happy if they developed vitamin pills that gave you all your daily requirements, so that for breakfast you take a couple of pills, and for lunch you take a couple of pills, and for supper you take a couple of pills. Why? Good for brius haguf, it's fine, but there's no kiyum chayus in that. That's why there has to be variety, and that's why we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Borei Nefoshes Rabbis, not only for Borei Nefoshes Rabbis v'chesroi non, not only for those things without which we cannot manage, but also which, remember, Tzivos and Brachos says is the apples and the oranges, all the different varieties which Hashem has supplied to give us chayus. Chayus comes from the variety of life. So when one chooses what one is taking from the world, there are two considerations. Number one, it has to be kosher, fine. Number two, it has to be for health and or for richness, for wealth, for the wealth of being. For richness of being, for kiyum chayus, for giving a person chayus. To exclude what? V'loikefi netiyas achoymer utashukoso lemutaros. Not just because of a person's natural craving for unnecessary things. That's the difference. And there's a very fine line that differentiates between those two aspects. What a person really feels he needs for to give himself richness of life and variety, and what a person wants just is that's what his body craves, not because it's particularly good. So it's easy to test it if it's in an area which is unhealthy. If the body is craving something which is unhealthy, good, so you don't have it. It's a sign that that's just netiyas achoymer, chukos ulemasoros. But what happens if it's not unhealthy? How do you know whether it's a craving for unnecessary things or it's for kiyum chayusoy?
Yeah,
yes, it's one area, you're right. For kiyum chayusoy, you don't need much. You need variety, but you need small quantities. That's true. Person's craving a chocolate, so he buys one of these big, I don't know, they used to be one of these used to be 20 cent bars, I suppose now they're 50 rand bars or whatever they are. And he chews on one of those. That's not because he needs variety in life. That's because he's addicted to chocolate. It's a different thing. Person takes a very fine little piece of Côte d'Or. Where's Lewis? Isn't that so, Lewis? It's a very small piece, and savors it and enjoys it, and that's it. That's his chocolate for the day. That could be chimchas. That's a good semen. A good semen would be in quantities. And what else would there be? Possibly also in what would happen if I didn't. Something that one could ask oneself. What would be the results of not having it? Well, sometimes the answer is nothing. And sometimes the answer is that there would be a gap. Something that one wants to try, something that one wants to have. B'tiye hachono boi. Have you got hachono or hachavono boi? Hachono. Liyeyes haguf muchon umezumun shetishtamish mimenu hanashomo lutzorech havidas boire. And the intention should be that the body is ready and active to be used for, so that the neshama may use it for avodas Hashem. Shelo timotze lo ikuv beheder hachanosoi v'chulshosoi, that there should be nothing lacking in the body because it hasn't been prepared and because it's too weak. So the body has to be ready for avodas Hashem. Uchashiyeh ha'odom mishtamish min ha'ilom ha'adelech hazeh. When a person uses the world this way, even that usage brings about shleimus. So that too becomes mitzvah. If one's ordinary day-to-day relationship with the world is governed by this attitude, that also brings shleimus. And even by doing those things, one can achieve true maile. Like with any other mitzvah. So then it comes out that by doing normal physical things, if this is the way they're done and this is the purpose for which they're done, then those normal physical things which are nowhere in Shulchan Aruch also become mitzvahs just like any other mitzvah. Ki gam ze mitzvah aleinu, because this is also a mitzvah. Lishmor es gufeinu, to look after our bodies, ba'achono haguno, with the correct preparation, l'shenucho lavid ve'es boreinu, so that we can serve Hashem, v'nishtamish maha'ilom l'chavono zu, l'tachlisu, k'fi ha'mitztorech lonu. And we are instructed to use the world with this intention and for this purpose as we need it. And what emerges is that we raise ourselves and elevate ourselves with this method. And the world also gets elevated that way. So the world is now being used by man to serve Hashem. There is no greater ilui for the world itself. That way we're elevating the world. Is Barach Shemoi. And that's the greatest ilui of all. And that's the Avodas Hashem. That's what we're meant to be doing in our relationship with the world around us. And what a person has to strengthen within himself, that he has to work on the emotions and powers within himself, that he has to work on hu ha'avo v'ha'yiro l'boiro yisbarach shema, ha'avo and yiro, love and fear of Hashem, v'ha'inu, that is shiyeh misboinen al gerdil romamusu yisbarach shema. A person should apply his mind to the greatness of Hashem's elevation, v'utzem shiflus ha'odom, and the lowliness of man, v'yachnia atzmi l'fon of yisbarach shema, and a man should apply himself to Hashem, and he should be embarrassed by Hashem's greatness, and a person should crave and desire to be one of Hashem's servants, to be praised through Hashem's praise, and to be also praised by his greatness, Ki elehem imtsuim chazokim hamakarvin ha'odom el boiroi. For these are the finest methods of becoming close to Hashem Yisborach. Hamezakchim es choshech hachomer, that purifies the darkness of materialism. Umazhirim zoharei haneshomo, and brings a shine in the essence of the neshoma. Umalim es ha'odom me'ilui le'ilui, and elevates man from one level to the next, ad shiyasi kirvoso yizborach shemoi, until finally he achieves closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Cheshek and Taiva, no, they're not the same. Cheshek and Taiva are different. Cheshek and Taiva are different things. Taiva is used sometimes more negatively, but it's also used positively. Taiva is more of a physical thing. That you're, not only should you have a spiritual craving for Hashem, but that your body should crave for that too. That your actual taivas, your physical cravings, are directed towards closeness to the revelation. That you enjoy that physically too. That's part of what I was saying last night too. That you don't rarefy your avodas Hashem to the point where it's just a spiritual experience. It's got to be a physical experience too. There's got to be physical gishmak in it as well. It has to be the most pleasant physical experience as well, not just spiritual experience. It's not just that you've got spiritual experiences and physical experience and you're supposed to be attracted to the spiritual ones. No. The taiva has to be to the avodas Hashem as well. That must be the finest thing, because when one uses the world this way, things are better. Things taste better, things feel better, things look better. Physically things are better, not just spiritually. And that's where one has to get, where there's no separation between the physical and the spiritual. Where the physical is completely dedicated to the spiritual, not because thou shalt do it, but because that's the nicest thing to do. It's the most attractive, it's the most geschmack thing to do. That's what it should be. And in some things we feel it. Shabbos, we feel that. It's not that difficult to feel it in something like Shabbos, where it's physically nice, quite apart from the mitzvahs and from all the other things. It's plain and simple, to the point where one doesn't understand how everybody doesn't do it. It's just physically a nice thing to do. Sometimes with Talmud Torah you get it, where you learn something and you have you can get your flesh can get goose pimples. It's physically exciting, like there's nothing like it, and your adrenaline gets going. That's physical, that's not spiritual. So the enjoyment of Avodas Hashem has to be physical as well, not only spiritual. And that can't be if one rarefies it to something purely intellectual and very, very spiritual. It has to be something physical as well. Anything else? Good. Let's leave it there.